Because it is staggeringly puzzling why the entity wasn't tried to be sold intact. They went to the Williams European Distribution, which was the largest marketplace, particularly our German distributor, Nova Operate, and, you know, basically gave them, you know, two choices. One is step up for some pretty sizable commitments to the product, or two, step in and buy the company, because if neither of these happened, we're going to close it down. And however that was delivered, I talked to the distributor after the fact. They didn't believe that this was real. They didn't, you know, they thought that it was, you know, a typical bluff to try and leverage some more, you know, sales of the merchandise. So had Nova believed, and had it been presented by the people that had the relationships with Nova rather than the business leaders of WMS Gaming at the time, it is very possible that Nova would have bought what was left and tried to go forward. Nova has since gone out of business because they couldn't withstand losing all the pinball business that they lost. And it was just a real comedy of errors from the way I look at it.
Nova was shocked. When we were packing up our stuff that next week, a couple of Nova people came through to look at the place. All of a sudden, no, you really do want to sell it, but here it's all disappearing out from under their eyes. It never really was destined to happen.